This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sounds like a Wednesday party is about to begin. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and are they partiers? Wow. Do they like to have a good time? Wow. A good time can be had by all, unless you're in central Italy, where there was an earthquake about 9:30 Eastern time last night, 3:30 their time this morning, and what a mess. Good God. The video shows the scale of destruction as a 6.2 or 6.7 or something like that, which isn't wildly big, but you wouldn't want to be standing around buildings in Italy that were built 1,400 years ago when the ground shakes and they come tumbling down.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask, because you have a place in California, so, you know, we've gotten a few small earthquakes in the D.C. area, but they're normally not a big deal when they happen. You know, you might have books falling off shelves. Have you been, you know, what's a 6.2 earthquake like? Have you been in an earthquake like that, or been
there's
in any
song,
earthquakes?
And there's an old song you can find if you can dig it up fast called Shake, Rattle, and Roll. That's what it's like. I was in an earthquake in in my years in living in Southern California in the wintertime. I started in 93, so this would be my 24th winter in California. Before I bought a home there, I moved around every winter, and I'd rent a house in different parts of California, Manhattan Beach, Encino, up on Mulholland, all around. And I remember a Sunday night when I got back to the house in Encino, and the person that I was with at the time and I were having a discussion that wasn't very pleasant, and I remember it all just stopping because the house started to shake. And she had a large chest with some valuable china in it. And I remember it started to fall over. And I ran over to hold it up. And as I did, other things came down. And so we just let it go and ran into the door jamb, stood in the middle of the door jamb. So in case there was anything
which
really
which is where you're supposed to go,
that's
right?
Where you're supposed to go, right?
Yeah.
And people who go sit under run under a table. Sorry. That doesn't seem too sensical to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, the feeling is scary, but it only lasts for a few seconds. Although, Jennifer will tell you, ask her the same question, because she was in the Northridge earthquake in, I think it was, what, 86, 84, somewhere in there. She was just a kid. But the world seems like it will never stop shaking, even though most of these shakes last 30, 40 seconds, and that's it. It seems forever. You know how we all talk about time is going so fast and go from one day. It seems like just seconds ago we were talking about Tuesday, and now it's Wednesday. In a circumstance like that, it seems like forever.
Yeah, and
now, go ahead, Karen.
I was going to say, haven't they gotten around 40 after?
Shocks? Yeah, a lot of aftershocks.
Yeah.
Lots of aftershocks.
Right.
Yeah, and Italy is not the place, again, focusing on the buildings and how long the history of that area is. The Roman Empire built, you go back to the era of the Roman Empire, which actually is 2,000 plus years ago, time of Christ and before that and around that. So there are a lot of buildings in certain parts of Italy, because when the expansion, when the Romans sort of expanded, and a lot of these aqueducts were built, and a lot of the things that you see around the Colosseum are that kind of architecture, which are just blocks on top of blocks. I mean, there's nothing, there's no re-rod, there's no cement. You know, they've had to do a lot to hold up what's left of the Colosseum as an example, but there are others that are, you know, like that from that era that are in this part of Italy. It was about, what, two and a half hours, I think, north and east of Rome where the center was. And they felt it in Rome. But it's just, there's not, these buildings are old and they weren't well constructed. You know, you look at some of the construction here, if we look at some of the buildings that go back to the origins of our country 300 years ago, they were built pretty well. But this is, they didn't know anything about earthquakes. What do they know about earthquakes? Even if they had one, they wouldn't know what it was.
So well, no, and Italy probably, I mean, how often does Italy even suffer from earthquakes?
I never hear about it. But I don't think I've ever remembered an earthquake taking place.
Yeah, I think I read that this an area similar to this or close to this area got one in 2009, I think, but obviously nobody can remember it. Yeah, I think so. Unless it was somewhere else, but yeah, I mean, obviously it couldn't have been that big of a deal since no one remembers it happening.
Now, in comparison, Doug, this was a 6.2 in Italy. In comparison to the one you just told the story about, what do you remember what that one was rated at?
About the same.
Really?
It wasn't as bad. The Northridge earthquake was 7.4, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Jennifer would be a better reference that, but it was the Northridge earthquake was a real biggie. I remember vividly. I think it was 84, not 86. I remember vividly looking at the picture in the video of the bridges, the 110 collapsing and the 405 collapsing, because that was around the epicenter of where it all was on the other side of the hill. Northridge is out the 405, not far, actually not very far from where Jennifer's new office is. And 118 is up there. It's an area that's pretty flat, and buildings. It was interesting to see after that how they started buildings over there. There aren't many high. I would say when you go to that part, you go to Encino and then down the 405 a bit. I don't remember. I think there aren't buildings much more than 6 or 8 stories tall there, and many of them were constructed after the earthquake, and they're constructed to roll with the earthquake, which wasn't always the case because you don't really know. I mean, how do you know where this is going to happen? You can't, even though there are lots of, you go to that movie San Andreas and you think, okay, we can plot this and look at that. Yeah, they can follow the plates moving around, but it's really difficult to predict. They say all the time, California's going to get a big one and it's going to happen soon.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true.
East Coasters, for whatever reason, love to say that about California.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love California, but I wouldn't move there because it's going to go under.
It'll
be in the ocean.
Right. There'll be beachfront property in Arizona.
Yeah.
I remember once when I was working in Cincinnati, which was when I started this program. I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati in the late 80s. And I remember there was an earthquake then there because Cincinnati sits right on a fault. And I wish I could remember the name of it. Maybe you can quickly run and see. But there's a fault that runs from New York across the northeast, like the Ohio River Valley, and down into this area where the Ohio River Valley is, where Kentucky and Ohio meet, and it goes to St. Louis. And there's a fault. As soon as I hear the word, I'm going to remember it. But there's a huge fault.
Yeah, New
Madrid.
Yeah.
New Madrid. That's it. Thank you. Yeah, and that's there's as much damage that could happen. There's as much danger now of that thing letting loose.
It says it could cut the United States in half.
In half. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah. So there's that, and there are other things that are possibilities. But are you going to live your life every day worried about them? Are you going to think? I mean, more practically, thinking about people who worry about what's going to happen next, those people who, for example, live in Turkey or who are in Germany. Look at all the things. Look at the disruptions in certain parts of Europe that take place because of Daesh and what's happening with the war in the Middle East. Those people, some of them, every night, there are so many people come across that border every day. I thought it was interesting that the Turks have taken action to push Daesh back because they don't want them on their border. That was pretty interesting. Yesterday they started an offensive using a lot of American-made tanks. Thank you to the military-industrial complex and another payday. Anyway, probably in this circumstance, this is a good thing because it matters who's coming across that border. I thought it was very interesting, in light of all of this stuff, that Donald Trump has sort of started to change his stance on immigration and kind of loosen it up. And I send you back, all of you, go back to the Eisenhower. You want to do a little research. Go back to the Eisenhower era, the 1950s. Operation Wetback, it was called. Imagine that today, politically. It was Operation Wetback. It sent 2 million Mexicans back to Mexico. They were forcibly deported by the Eisenhower administration in Operation Wetback. And Reagan sort of did the same thing, and then he changed his tune for whatever the reason. But it has been done. And so a lot of people thought, oh, this is great. Trump's tough on immigration. But it looks to me like he's waffling a little on what he has been saying about it. Well, there are a lot of good people. He was on with Hannity last night. A lot of good people who are here. I haven't heard that from him before, have you?
No.
Well,
yeah, initially he kind of said, oh, you know, Latinos love me and stuff like that. You know, there are some great people. I mean, mentioned the wall.
Blacks love him, but he says that to a white audience. How about you say that to a black audience character? All right, anyway, so a lot of food for thought. Look at the minds and the hearts we've touched already, and it's only 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price, plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
Ah, yum! How many people love yum? There's a 2 croissant deal. I think you told me you liked the croissant, didn't you?
I love a good croissant.
Croissant, breakfast sandwiches. You get 2 of them for $4 only at Burger King. Brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Breakfast at Burger King. Yeah. If you like to have breakfast on the go, probably a pretty good place to get a fast one. Yeah, a fast one. And a good one. A good one. 21 after the hour.
Do you ever ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, we have 23 after the hour. Just checking some of the comments and the continuing conversation. Twitter at Good Day Show or Facebook.com/Good Day. Keep them coming. The comments by some of the late night hosts create comments of their own. So let's hear from Jimmy Fallon first from last night, joking about Gabby Douglas.
Just announced that two-time Olympian Gabby Douglas, she's going to be on the panel of judges at the 2017 Miss America competition. Good luck impressing her in the talent portion. Nice baton twirling. Can you do a triple backflip with a twist? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not saying what I was thinking. Yeah, I edited my comments, Victoria. Aren't you happy?
Sure. I'm very happy.
Seth Meyers joking about the latest social media craze.
The Cincinnati Zoo has asked people to stop making jokes about Harambe, their gorilla who was put down earlier this year, because the social media campaigns to nominate him for president are making it hard for staff to move on from the incident. If you think people nominating Harambe for president is hard for you, imagine how hard it is for Trump and Hillary.
Huh. I didn't really get that, but...
The other one wasn't funny either. Okay, Carrie, you better speak to...
you better. We'll just have to call the late night people up, I guess, yeah, and ask them to make funnier jokes.
Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah. All right. Speaking of people that are on television, Dan Rather. Everybody remember him? He has a show called The Big Interview, and it's going to be on Mark Cuban's network, Access TV. He's been doing interviews on another channel. I'm trying to remember what it was. Some really vague.
This is new to Access, this movie.
Well, Access
right?
is getting a lot of traction. A lot of people paying a lot of attention to what's going on. This Cuban's network, he set up a cable channel, and he's got a lot of musicians on it, he's got a lot of entertaining television, some older shows, but it's an interesting mix. And Rather, say what you will or think what you might about him, still has the ability to ask questions. Is he as good as Mike Wallace? Not really. But he's okay, and Neil Young is scheduled to be the first guest on the Rather show on Access. He discusses his new album, Earth, and they talk about, I guess they taped this yesterday, recorded yesterday, talking about his childhood polio that he had, his experience with Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and then Crosby, Stills and Nash. No, then Young, he wasn't in it. He's a quirky guy.
He is, yes.
Very, very quirky guy. So there are other people that Rather seems to have in his sights. He's going to have Meatloaf on September 20th.
And, you know, Meatloaf recently collapsed on stage.
Yeah.
He was in the hospital. I guess he's doing better, but... Yeah.
Here we are. We're talking about September already. Do you realize this is the last week of August? September is a week from tomorrow.
I remember getting a little bit angry with you because it was June, and you were like, well, it'll be the July 4th, and then it's going to be the end of the summer. Now it is.
Okay, let's see. Who else is going to be on the show? Martina McBride on the 27th of September. This is the Dan Rather Big Interview on Access. Olivia Newton-John on October 4th. Conversation. I mean, there's something about her I find fascinating. I'm not sure what it is, but...
Well, you know, and now that her boyfriend has resurfaced after she paid all that money to find him, that'll be interesting.
Michael Bublé interviewed on October 11th. So, he's got a sort of large cache of old interview shows. Going to start airing at 8 o'clock in the morning on the 10th of September. Conversation with Frankie Valli, Merle Haggard, Gene Simmons, Loretta Lynn. So all those who like it, Access TV starting at 8 in the morning on September 10th. All right, that's that story. It's 28 after the hour. There's nothing else to
fear. Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here. Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. We'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Here on Daily Get Together, radio wise, it's Victoria Keevan. Did I put a D on the end of that? I don't know why I did that. it's Shillin and Keevan and Stefan on the air with a focus on you. There's some people who don't like me. I don't understand. They could be.
How could that be?
Pretty likable guy, but I have strong opinions, and some people don't like strong opinions, especially if a strong opinion differs from their strong opinion. But we encourage that exchange. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. You can follow us on Instagram at Good Day Show. For example, here is, I don't know whether I need to, I don't mind identifying these people if they don't agree. Lori, is it G? I guess it is, was commenting on what I said yesterday regarding the Detroit teachers who called in sick. She writes, Mr. Steffen, that was what I was called when I was a teacher. Mr. Steffen, I've listened to your show for about 10 years now. Good for you, Lori. I occasionally cringe at some of the opinions shared on your show. Oh, my God. But such is life. No one ever completely agrees with anybody else. That's true. That's why we have these conversations, so that people can express themselves. However, this morning, your attitude about the teacher strike was the last straw, and I can't in good conscience listen to your show anymore. Your attitude that you are somehow special because you loved your job and were able to overlook your working conditions because of how wonderful you are, I don't remember.
Did was
I,
that
I
the reference? Well, the reference to the rat running down the hallway to the cafeteria?
Yeah, right. She said, my idea was narrow-minded, out of touch, and frankly, cruel. A lot of those teachers were protesting the unsafe school conditions because they are unsafe for the children. Someone needs to advocate for the children. Am I not advocating for the children? Where did I say that it was okay for the schools to be unsafe? I don't remember. Did I say that yesterday? I don't remember.
No, but I think you made some reference to... now, your conditions, I believe, were very different from the conditions we're talking about in Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So if you had some issues that were minor, the rat running down the hallway, okay, that's not great, but there's no reason to call out sick and protest because there was a rat in the hallway.
No.
Now, a stream of rats, maybe. So I think that the conditions were very different, and I think you were saying that the things weren't ideal, but you kept going because it was more about teaching. And you loved your job, and that's what everyone did. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't get the attitude here, unless I sounded arrogant when I was saying it, and maybe I was having fun with it, and that isn't the way she took it. Her question is it fair to send children to school when the ceiling is falling down, toxic mold is available, no running water, and insufficient supplies? Madam, I can throw a stone across the street from where I am speaking right now to a one-room schoolhouse that has been there for 148 years. It was the only school for this half of town, and everybody from the first grade to high school went to school in the schoolhouse. And the conditions then and the conditions now, the relativity, there was no water, there were no toilets, there were no supplies at all. Everybody brought their own whatever. They had a few textbooks that they shared. So the ceiling, I look up at it. I can now envision looking up at the ceiling the first time I saw the schoolhouse, which was 60 years ago. And the ceilings, the roof was in decay, but it had been patched and fixed up. So you can say these sorts of things. And I can make reference to how it was 184 years ago, whatever it is. Everything's relative. And so today we're all so spoiled. We have to have everything just so perfect, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Are things in Detroit perfect? Hell no. Horrible. And is the city well run? No. Do they put the children first? No. But the teachers going on strike, does it call attention and therefore make things better? After the strike, are they going to fix all the problems? They don't have any money. So how do they fix it? Maybe the feds will come in and do something. I don't think public employees should be allowed to strike, period, no matter where they work. Whether they're garbage collectors, whether they're policemen, whether they're teachers. My philosophy is against public employees striking. And so in this circumstance, I did make a lot of comments probably that were relative to my own experience. Yes. She takes a shot at me because I'm so well off. I don't know what gave her that idea. I don't know that I'm any better off than many other people. I've worked hard all my life, and I have something to show for it, and I'm proud of that. I'm not going to apologize for being well off. And if you are not as well off, that's not my problem. And maybe sound a little crass. It's probably your problem. Maybe you didn't have the opportunity. Maybe you didn't take the opportunity. But don't take a shot at me, because I have, and I don't go around bragging about it. I may tell you a story from time to time that has to do with something that maybe some people have and some people don't have. I'm not by any stretch of the imagination someone who's wealthy in terms of the what you're suggesting. I'm wealthy in that I've had a great life. I'm having a great life. I have abundance in so many ways, a great family, great friends, people that I work with are super.
Well, I don't think you even need to explain anything more than that. It's no one else's business. You work hard. You had a million different jobs. I'm still trying to take notes on all the different things that you've done. And so I don't even think you need to. There's no need for you to justify
what
that.
Offends
I do
me.
Think she says, though, she's not taking a shot at you for being successful. I think she said that she's happy for everyone who's successful. I think she just sort of took umbrage with the teacher thing.
Right. But do you go away? I mean, what kind of foolishness is that? I can't tell you how many people over the years have said, I'll never listen to you again. And then the next day, why did you say that again? I told you I'd never listen to you again if you said that again. It gets silly. But to each his own. I'm happy to have all the listeners listen. That's how I make my living, to have more people listen. And frankly, the people that are on this program, the ideas that we have are popular. They are well discussed, well thought out for the most part. Not always. I mean, we're not perfect. You aren't. I'm not. We aren't. It's just that's the way it is. So, but it does call more attention to the situation in Detroit and other areas where the school system is not as it ought to be, and that's through no fault of paying a lot of attention to schools. A lot of money is spent. I told you how much money we spend in this town. $125 million a year to educate about 9,000 students in the public schools. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is.
And a lot of it is wasted, frittered away on administrative tasks that are not necessary, things that come from government requirements for paperwork and all the obnoxious things that come as a result of big government, and the kids get left in the dust. So, as we're talking about school, I want to spend a lot of time talking about school now that schools are sort of back in session. I'm aware of some of the things that are being taught in schools now and don't think they are necessary. And there are a lot of things in school that are not taught that are necessary. I wonder if we ask that question, Twitter at Good Day Show and Facebook.com/Good Day. What do you think ought to be taught in public schools? Should we have mandatory mental health classes that you get credit for?
You mean learning about mental health?
Learn about depression, anxiety, eating disorders, schizophrenia, other mental disorders.
I think everyone should learn about that because it touches everyone's life, and even in ways that they may not know, but it might help them recognize that and have a little empathy for someone that comes across their path.
Right. We need to learn good ways of coping with this and ways to get help.
Oh, yeah.
There are other things, the basic things like balancing your checkbook, things that are practical, things that we aren't taught, that we ought to have, some, we're not taught it at home, the communication skills that are being lost because of all of us using these devices. I think that there's a basic need for communication skills and for things that get us through life better. That ought to be part of the educational system.
Yeah, I mean, in high school, I didn't have any kind of public speaking class, and I think that can be very, very beneficial. I took one in college because I wanted to, and it was one of the best classes I ever had.
Yeah.
And I also think it would help to have classes that just taught you more real life skills. I mean, you talk about balancing your checkbook or even writing a check. I mean, I bet there are tons of people now who don't write a check or who don't know how to, and they're not teaching cursive in elementary school anymore. So how do you know how to sign a check?
Yeah.
And again, high school, I had, I think, health class for a semester. And that's all you had to take. And how can they fit all of the health things that you need to know in one semester? I mean, you barely learn about sexual health.
Right.
But you definitely don't learn enough about mental health problems.
Well, there are a lot of people that are on some of these school boards. I remember in Framingham when I was a teacher, it came the health ed classes had a sexual component to them, teaching one about his or her sexuality. And a couple of the wackadoodles on the school board got so upset about it that they took the health classes out of the curriculum.
Which is so silly to me. It's so naive.
The height of stupidity.
Yeah.
And even if you don't teach people about having sex with other people or sexuality. And
I remember this one guy named Joe Conlon said, we don't want to teach our kids how to do it. What a moron.
Yeah,
we want to let them learn from older kids.
Yeah,
we're going to tell them all the wrong information.
How you get pregnant. But also, it's just, to not teach women about, reproduction and sexual health and just what's going on in their body.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's naive and silly because then you grow up and you become an adult and someday you're going to have kids and you're going to want to teach them about that. And what are you going to know? You're not going to know that much about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've just got tons of people who don't know anything.
Well, we get a lot of people like that. What does Jennifer tell us? That 62% of the would-be senior graduating class drops out of school in the L.A. Unified District.
That's so bad.
Ridiculous that is, and all the money that's being spent and wasted on function instead of the reality of teaching. Those to go back to Detroit, even the dullest of us could find some buildings in downtown Detroit that are vacant, old warehouses and stuff. If the schools are falling down, go find some better buildings. And it isn't the, I mean, you don't have to have all the federal regulations require for us to have this. Come on. What about the kids staying at home and doing nothing because the teachers are on strike because the buildings are lousy? So go find some other buildings. Use some creativity, for God's sakes. That would be the way I'd look at it. Okay, well, let's see if I can sell that woman some super beats. What do you think? This would be a good
go time. For it.
Yes, madam, may I help you with, I'm betting she's listening because she wanted to hear if I would comment. Lori, can I help you with something? You know what I probably should do? If we could get her address, I'd send her a month's supply of Super Beats. Super Beats is the best thing, one of the best items that I've ever talked about, the best thing around now for better blood flow, better health. You want to be healthy. You want your organs to work. You want your systems to work. You want them to work better. That's why I stress the use of Super Beats, the quality of these non-GMO beets that are cooked, and then they are dried and they are powdered, and you get them with the nitrates that are in them, the antioxidants that are in them, the vitamins that are in them, the minerals that are in them, all that great material that will get spread all around your body, because in the super beets, the nitric oxide opens up your veins and arteries, so the arteries carry that oxygenated blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, to everywhere. You optimize how your body works, your energy creation, the utilization of all of the things in your body, the brain function, your memory recall, performance, your hair grows better, your skin is better. It's all, look at the athletes that took you Super Beats for endurance and strength during the Olympics. Your immune function is better. Digestive tract works better. Everything's better with Super Beats. So if you haven't ordered yet, now is the time for you to come to your own aid and the aid of your family. Call 800-655-4183 to get in on this super product, Super Beats. 800-655-4183. It's great in a smoothie. You taste anything, you get your energy boost all day long, more stamina. 800-655-4183. You don't have to have anything artificial with this. This is the real McCoy, the real thing. So order it now. Save a lot for your family and for your own well-being. Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. 800-655-4183. Get a free month supply of Super Beats with your first order. You can order online, too, at DougLikesBeats.com.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, here we are, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time with a focus on audiobooks. We were talking about education in school using an audiobook. Is that cheating? We're going to delve into that with what a psychologist says. Plus, Victoria's going to have the story of how you can check your house to see if it's toxic. Everybody's going to get worried. Let's scare everybody. And whether or not the stuff you're putting on your skin, the creams that you put on your body, on your face, all over, is it, are they going to make you beautiful or are they going to make you sick? Ugh. And the latest social media craze of nominating a dead gorilla for president. All those things in our focus here at 54 past the hour.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 57cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 57cash.com and you can have $500 to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, we have 55 after the hour. Seth Meyers was joking last night about the social media craze of nominating a dead gorilla for president in comparison to using the your vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or perhaps the libertarians. The fact that a dead gorilla, and the people in the Cincinnati Zoo are upset about it because they don't want their gorilla in the same mentioned in the same sentence with Trump.
Let her ambi live, yeah. Or rest in peace.
Yes, right, exactly. All right. So audiobooks and cheating, question of whether or not listening to an audiobook is on the minds of a University of Virginia psychologist. His name is Daniel Willingham. He published a book last year on the science of reading, and he wrote a blog about it. He argues... you take the question from the perspective of cognitive psychology. The mental process involved, no real difference between listening to a book and reading it. So if I understand the question, is audiobooks cheating? The answer is no, according to him. Your brain is being used. I understand this. I mean, I learned by listening. I'm a much better listener than I am reader in terms of what I comprehend. How about
but
you?
See, now, but see, now this, and I'm the opposite. I'm a more visual learner than an audible learner. However, he's basically dispelling all of that, saying if you're not good at reading, you're not going to be great at listening to an audiobook and comprehending it either.
One
so he's saying
the
that
same.
They yeah, the yeah, yeah, which is
right.
Interesting.
Comprehension, it is. All right. How about the toxicity of what's it, how, your bathroom, the beauty products, this gives people the chills. Once you tell people the story, they're going to be very upset. We'll probably get some more nasty notes.
Well, you know, this is actually a very personal tech talk for me because this is a website and an app that I use daily, and I was telling Kara about it yesterday or the day before, and I realized we've never featured it on the show, so we might as well share this information. It's called Environmental Working Group. It's EWG.org. They have a searchable database of 80,000 personal care and beauty products for both men and women, and all you need to do, you type in whatever products you have. I did this last week. I went all through my medicine cabinet and all through under the sink, pulled all the products out, typed in the names, and then it gives you, for personal products, it gives you an A to F rating. For household cleaning products, it gives an A to F. You'd be surprised at the things that get an F that you think might be okay to use.
Really?
Fabric softener sheets, that's
really?
An F. Yep. I've stopped using them altogether. On the personal care and beauty products, they rank everything from 1 to 10. Cancer, developmental issues, reproductive toxicity, allergies, you name it. This is one of the most useful tools out there, and it's free, iOS and Android, and EWG.org is the database.
EWG.org, good information.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.